Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Nathaniel Lazzaro, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today at the SBS Greek Language Program.
It's no problem at all. Thank you for having me.
Would you like to tell us a few things about your family? Where is your family coming from?
I'm a third generation Greek Australian. My parents migrated as children from Greece, and both of my parents are from a town called Mastichardi, which is in Kos. My mum migrated when she was quite young, about 3 or so, and my dad migrated when he was about 13 or 15. Both came from the same town, and their family homes are very close to one another. They didn't meet until they were in Australia and got married, and then there's all of us, me and my four siblings. I grew up in Oakley mostly for the majority of my childhood. I mostly grew up in Oakley.
You work for Ambulance Victoria now. When did you decide that you want to have this job?
I didn't know that I wanted to be a paramedic from a young age. I just knew that I really enjoyed medical things and science. I was always really drawn to understanding how the human body works, and that was always such a strong sort of element in my learning, and I really enjoyed that. And so I just naturally started to follow it. One day someone suggested this because I wasn't sure where I wanted to go with it. I thought maybe I wanted to do medicine, but I wanted to be a bit more mobile, a bit more active, and have a bit more of a dynamic job where I was moving around a lot more. And someone recommended this, and I had no idea how to even get into it, how you start, what it involved. I had no idea what ambulances could do. So I did a bit of research and found out that there was a university degree, and I applied to it and got in at Monash University. From there, I just continued through my university degree, and then I eventually graduated, and I've been working with Ambulance Victoria for about 6.5 years now, mostly in the southeastern suburbs.
What's currently your role there?
My primary role is a paramedic educator. I still work on road and I still treat patients and go out into the ambulance and everything like that. But I'm also a paramedic educator, which is sort of tasked with providing your branch with the necessary information to keep up to date, to keep clinically relevant, and to just remain up to date with the most current changes and keep them motivated and keep them clinically active, you know, making you more of a cohesive team. But currently I've just been seconded into a role for the next 5 months. It's called a communication support paramedic. It's a role that is not on the front line anymore. I'm actually up at the communication centre at ESTA, which is where call taking and dispatch happens. My role is essentially to manage metropolitan resources within Melbourne, primarily ambulances and crews and other resources like infield team managers and things like that, to logistically support paramedics and provide crew welfare and provide any assistance that crews might need with cases that they're on or issues with cases that they're having, or just anything logistical that requires sort of resource management.
And that change of the role is because of the COVID-19 crisis.
The role's always been there. I've started just as COVID-19 has really kind of come about. I've been told by my colleagues and my mentors up there that certainly an interesting time to start the role, and the role is a lot different to what it normally would be. It's quite busy, and there's a lot more to consider. There's a lot more people up there at the moment. You know, Ambulance Victoria is providing a lot of resources to this new role to try and support the paramedics as best as we can, and try and give the community the best response that we can give them. To do that, we have lots of people working very, very busily up there, and it's a lot of hard work.
How do you feel these days, Nathaniel?
It's a difficult time for everyone. Whether you're a healthcare worker or not, it doesn't really matter. I think it's a really hard time for everyone. And for those on the front line, I mean, it has a huge impact with our approach to every patient before we meet the patients for the first time, and also once we've transported them to hospital. We've been so collectively vigilant with decontamination and doing it properly and wearing the right protective equipment, you know, to minimize the risk to ourselves and the risk to the community. Being so vigilant all the time, it has its toll. It can be quite exhausting, but it is necessary, and it's a challenge, but it's one that I think we're coping with quite well.
Have you ever seen any COVID-19 patients so far, and how did you react?
I haven't personally seen any COVID-19 patients face-to-face, but I have dealt with a lot of COVID cases over the phone and over phone triage and things like that. It's confronting. People are scared. People are worried. People are constantly concerned for their welfare and the welfare of others. And it's just a scary time for everyone. I feel like it's bringing out the most fearful side of people, and it's quite dangerous to bring out so much fear collectively all at once. I think the community is doing really, really well, and from our perspective, everyone's coping quite well and dealing with their stress and fear of the situation, you know, reasonably well. I think we're all doing a really great job.
And I've seen a lot of support to you guys. Is there anything that you want to share with us? Something that really you loved it and you want to share it with us?
I've had messages from so many different people who know I'm a healthcare worker and are just messaging with their support and saying, I know you still have to go to work and I know you still have to be there and I really appreciate your efforts and things like that. And it's just really nice, this collective appreciation from so many different people in the community, whether they're close friends, whether they're, you know, acquaintances, whether they're just passers-by. There's a lot of people that we run into in so many different platforms that have expressed their appreciation for the hard work that we're all doing. Mm-hmm. And that's not paramedics, that's anyone who's considered an essential worker. From what I gather, everyone's getting this outpour of appreciation for their mm-hmm. hard work, which is really nice. It sort of makes the difference for us. And I think that a lot of people appreciate that, and it kind of keeps us going to a certain degree.
What's your message to the community?
The message is stay at home. It's so simple. Everyone can save lives by simply sitting on the couch. And the best thing about this solution is that it's achievable regardless of who you are or what your age is or what your circumstances are. Everyone can do it. Social distancing is so important, and it can be done by everyone. It's the key to slowing down the rate of infection amongst the community, which is the goal. It's such a simple solution and everyone can do it. And it seems like everyone's doing a great job at it. I just want to make sure that the community knows that they're doing a really good job, and we appreciate everyone's efforts, and we just want everyone to keep going. For the Greeks out there who need to hear this message as well, who might be struggling, especially the elderly Greek community who are struggling staying at home and want to be social and want to have a community, you know, we tend to say to my yampapu, Zembirazi en ese neos en ese papudes y yadas zembirazi emis imaste edo ya estas parakalo lipon na min estes tas spitia estas ya mas emis thelme na se voisame na kanome ti dulia mas ke na min estes tas spitia estas ine to pio.
Σημαντικό.
Ναι, ναι.
Ναθαναήλ Λαζάρου, ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ που βρήκες το χρόνο να μιλήσεις στο SBS Greek.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me. Ευχαριστούμε.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.